Welcome to the Beyond Time and Space podcast. This is episode number 11, One More Week. I am your host, Stone, and we are recording on Saturday, December the 14th, 2024. This episode will cover the events from Titans on December the 9th, Paragons on December 11th, and Eclipse on December the 13th. First, we're going to cover roster movements. So there were no actual roster movements, but we wanted to remind folks that there is going to be a check-in starting on Monday, December the 16th. That's this coming Monday. And it will run through to Monday, December the 23rd. Now, this is a big check-in because we're only planning on doing two of these a year, once now and once in the summer. And so if you're new here, don't worry. You are going to be checked in because you're new and, you know, you're here, right? For folks that I know have things going on, don't worry. Life happens. I will check you in. If you miss it, or maybe I don't know you have things going on in your life, don't worry. You know, we may bench your wrestler. It's okay. But there will be room for you to return when you're able to come back. It's all good. Life happens. Take care of life. This is just an eFed. All good. Okay? Okay. Also, as a reminder, we are going to be having changes to our caw limits. Folks that currently have one caw, if you want to submit a second caw, please let me know ASAP because it will be free until the end of the year. In the new year, a second caw will cost you 5 million pebbles. I need something for folks to spend pebbles on. If you want a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, whatever caw, it will cost you 10 million pebbles each. Folks that have actually had a second or third caw previously do not need to pay again. You've already paid from before, and you are welcome to come back with your first, second, or third caw. Just let me know by DMs. All right, we're going to get into some show results. We had Titans on Monday, December the 9th. The big thing here, Big Delicious beat Toasty in a non-title matchup, so he got put into the number one contender match. We also had the Ninth Degree, Pretty Boy Amario, Velvet Dove, Fierce Ladies, Use, Dr. Bacon, Baby Firefly, all won their matches. Olive Oil and Vincent Johnson both won their Fatal Four Ways as well. On Wednesday, December the 11th, we had winners with Sora Kimura, Cowboy Kurt Cunningham, Lady Red, a random pairing tag team between Scarlett and Angelina DeForte, Colonel Andres Rivera, Captain Spaulding, and Maple Marksman. On the multi-person matches, we had Blob win his triple threat, and Svetlana Borochiev won her triple threat, and she continues to win ever since she got betrayed by Lady Red a couple weeks ago. On Friday, December the 13th, woo, Candy Mandy defeated Lady Red, but it was a dark match, aka it was a lurker reward match, and so it doesn't count as beating a champion, because otherwise everybody with a lurker reward match will just cash in for a match against a champion. So it doesn't count in terms of getting her into a number one spot, but it was still a big win for her. Phantom pinned Ford in a triple threat, which will put Phantom into the number one contender scene for the hardcore title. And we had Diana Wonder defeated Sarka Rose 2-0 in a Hell in a Cell. We got them back in there because of the debacle that Jeffy caused after calling Wonder to break her submission holds, in which she lost 2-0. So, as far as we know, this should be the end, but if they wind up on the same brand in the new year, then perhaps we'll have one more match. I don't know. We'll see. The Ninth Degree got ambushed once again by Diamond Dave Tolos. Now, we were assured by DDT that he would no longer ambush people, and sure enough, here he comes again. And attacked Ninth Degree without him knowing. And, but The ninth degree was able to overcome the assault and actually defeated King Diamond Dave Tolos. That was a big win for him, too. Marshall Magnum, we had him going up against Marko Vujovic in a knockouts-only match. Best two out of three falls. And funny enough, Marshall Magnum won it 2-1, but for the final fall, Marshall Magnum reached deep into his trunks, grabbed a hold of something hard, and pulled out the brass knucks, nailed Marco right in the head, and won the match. Like, what a villain, eh? Holy moly. The other results for that show, Queen Violet Raven, Jericho Vega, Break You, Blitzkrieg, all winners. Allie Morgan also won her Fatal 4-Way. Now, we were just talking about number one contenders. Now, we were able to set the matches for the Canadian titles, for the Universal titles, and for the Hardcore titles. There will be matches for both men and women for all three of those titles to determine who the number one contender will be. For the men's Canadian title, currently held by Toasty, in the number one match, we will have Colonel Rivera, who is looking at a rematch because he lost the belt to Toasty. We have Big Delicious, who pinned Toasty on December the 9th on Titans. Tomas Wolfridge, who is in here via points. And Vincent Johnson, also in there by points. On the women's side of things, The Witch holds the title. And in the number one match, we only have Baby Firefly and Velvet Dove, both in by points. For the Universal title, Captain Spaulding is the men's champ, and in the number one match, we will have Dr. Bacon, who is in there via a rematch, Pretty Boy Amario, who pinned Spaulding on November the 15th on Titans, and Colonel Rivera, who is in there also by points. Now, this is going to be one of those weird times where you have one wrestler competing for two titles. It is a thing, it is possible, and it's intended. So good on him. On the women's side, we have Maple Marksman holds the Universal title. There is a five-way in the number one match, all in here based on points. Angelina DeForte, The Baker, Arlandi, Maddie Hunter, and Candy Mandy. Yes, we got The Baker and Maddie Hunter, both tag team partners in Sugar and Spice, will be competing against each other here. And also, The Baker and Candy Mandy are both managed by the same person, Carrie. So we'll kind of have to see how that one plays out. I don't know. And finally, for the Hardcore title, William Terrence Ford holds it for the men. And in the men's number one match, we have Mighty Might, who is looking for a rematch. We have Gabriel Slay, who pinned William Terrence Ford on November 22nd Eclipse. We have Diamond Dave Tolos, who pinned Ford on the December 2nd Eclipse. And Phantom, who pinned Ford on the December 13th Eclipse. And rounding it out, we have the ninth degree, who joins based on power ranking points. So good for him. We also have Jen Savage as the women's hardcore champion. For the number one match, we have the Pirate Queen, Allie Morgan, looking for a rematch. Claire Redfield, who pinned Savage on November the 8th. And Violet Raven, who pinned Savage on Eclipse and is also in by power ranking points. We will be determining who the number one contenders are for the men and women's Hello Kitty title after Monday's show. And at that show, we'll also be determining who will be the number one contenders for the men's and women's tag team titles as well. So for the rest of December, we only have really 1 week left of wrestling here. We have Monday, December the 16th at 1 p.m. We will have Nova, where we will have 9 matches plus 1 dark match. We will have a extra long galactic wrestling show on Tuesday, December the 17th at 1 p.m. This is a different time, different date, but same time, different date on Tuesday, December the 17th. It will be extra long because we will be determining the number one contenders for all of the titles that we need to. So it's going to be pretty long. We'll see how things go. Then we'll be taking a break all the way through until Sunday, December the 22nd. Starting at 1 p.m., we will have our WrestleMania 5 show. This is 5 years to the exact day where we started our wonderful little eFed. So looking forward to it. Now, for WrestleMania, there will be 14 title matches. 14 of the regular titles that we have. 14 matches. 12 titles, I should say. Sorry. 14 matches, 12 titles. And then we will get into the men's and women's Santa Claus belts. So we have a Santa belt for men and a Mrs. Claus belt for women. And that, I am flipping back and forth between whether or not it will be an eight-way or a elimination chamber for both of the belts. But this will be titles. These will be titles where you will not be defending them. You will hold them all the way through to the end of 2025. So just think of it similar as the crown jewel belt, you know? You win it. And that's it. You're gonna carry it out with you and all that, but it never gets defended. That is yours. We are gonna end off once again. Is it Z or is it Zed? Currently it is the letter Z. I lost the match last year. We are putting it back up on the line. I will be wrestling against a very patriotic American Goblin. Yes, American Goblin. Zortz the Goblin will be returning as an American Goblin to defend the honor of the letter Z. I will be seeking to reclaim the rightful pronunciation for the letter Z. It will be a best 2 out of 3 falls, and it will determine how we pronounce it for the rest of 2025. Boy, oh boy, or for all of 2025, I mean the rest of it, holy moly. Anyways, that is going to be it for here. I wish you all a great new year. Happy New Year. Hope you be safe. Have fun. Try not to sweat the small stuff. It's small for a reason. Worry about bigger things. Hug your family. Hug your friends. Hug your pets. Hug your loved ones. Say hello to somebody that maybe you haven't said hello to in a while, because you never know. But we may not be doing a podcast after our WrestleMania 5 show, or if we do, it could be a simple, small little thing, and that may be it. But if this is it, we will see you in the new year, and if not, well, I guess we'll see you next week. You know, stay tuned or keep an eye on Discord. Peace out.
This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF and may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.